main sugya, so we're in the middle of a sugya of kinyanim, kinyan dalat amis, and now kinyan chatzer. But the Gemara here has the sugya of shlichus. Ravina, Rav Sama say each his own chiddush and shlichut varavera. And I'd like to do today is speak a little about inyanei shlichus as they come from our sugya. EF shalafartan ki rabim heim. There's really a lot on the sugya that's negiah to shlichus. We'll have to take whatever we can, and then move on. I'd like to start with a few shtiklach Rabbi Kiva Eger has here in our sugya. It's negiah to the discussion the night of Yehuda that we had, and we'll come to the stipla as well. Let me start with the first Rabbi Kiva Eger on Yud Amid Beis. Kiva Eger talks about the concept of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. We all know that Ein Shlichut Dvar Aveira, the Gemara says in Kedushin, why is Ein Shlichut Dvar Aveira? Because Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. What does that mean? What does it mean, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim? Those words, as they apply to Ein Shlichut Dvar Aveira, could be explained two very different ways. I'm talking now about Pashup Pshat, just Taich, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. There are two totally different ways to understand it. And one is the Sma, which I mentioned at the end of Shir very quickly yesterday. Hope to explain a little better today. And the second is Rabbi Kiva Eger himself. Rabbi Kiva Eger understands Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, something like this. Let's say I tell you to do an Aveira for me. Let's say I tell you to be Mechal Shabbos for me. So we say, Yesh Lichud Var Aveira will be my Aveira. So the Gemara says, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud. Hashem said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that you can't be a shliach to be Mechal Shabbos. And this Mishaleach said, you should be a shliach. So Divrei Mishayim. So let me ask you, is there shlichus or is no shlichus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can't be a shliach for such a thing. You can't do it. I'm telling you, you could do it. Divrei Mishayim means that there is no shlichus, because the Torah doesn't want shlichus in such a case. Since the Torah said there's no shlichus in such a case, that's why there's no shlichus. It's a din in minu shlichus. That the Torah says there is no minu shlichus. I'm trying to be memana shliach. So Divrei Mishayim, there is no shlichus. Period. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's an absolute rule that there is no shlichus by an aveira. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings from the Sma, who has a totally different understanding, if Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. The Sma says that it means something totally different. It means Be'etzem, there would be a shlichus d'var aveira. Be'etzem, you could be a shlichus d'var aveira. Except that if I tell someone, go be Mechal Shabbos, we know shlichus needs a gemiras das of the sender. Shlichus needs that I want to make him my shliach. Gemiras das. Zok the Sma, the key words of the Sma are, kosovar shalo yishmelo. If I tell someone be Mechal Shabbos, I don't really think he's going to do it. I might think he might do it, but I'm not convinced he's going to do it. Because Divrei HaRav, Hashem told him, don't be Mechal Shabbos. For Divrei HaTalmud, I told him, be Mechal Shabbos. Divrei Mishayim, who's he going to listen to? He's going to listen to me. I know that there's a likely chance he'll choose to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not be Mechal Shabbos. So Zok Tisma, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim, doesn't mean Hashem said don't be a shliach. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said don't do the Aveira. Since Hashem said don't do the Aveira, the mishalayach kasavar shalo yishmaloi. I think he's not going to listen. So kasavar shalo yishmaloi, since I think he's not going to listen, therefore the shlichus lacks gemiras das, and therefore there's no shlichus. Why did I tell him? I want him to do it. The mishalayach is an avarian. He wants whatever he wants. He's hoping he'll do it, but there's not he's not confident that he'll do it, that it should be his agent, that it should be his shliach.
Depends on the person. If the shliach is also a
Maharian,
it's also possible.
Oh, so I'll be a nafkamina. So Krebekiveg is a very big nafkamina between me and this man. If I tell a mummer, I take a friar and I tell him to be Michal Shabbos for me, somebody has a fry yid. He figured it'd be Michal Shabbos anyway. So he makes him a shliach to go and buy things for him on Shabbos, or to go manufacture something for him on Shabbos. To a mummer, the sma says, yei shliach l'dvar aveira. If you take a fry yid, you know he's Michal Shabbos all the time, he doesn't care about Shabbos. And the mishaleach could even be a frumma yid. So he's telling this fry yid, go be Michal Shabbos for me. Go whatever it is. Go open my store and sell things for me or buy things for me on Shabbos. So, like the Sma, yei shliach l'dvar aveira. I think so. The way Bikivega brings it down, it sounds like, look at this lush. But the according to the Sma, by a mummer, there is shliach l'dvar aveira. There is a shliach l'dvar aveira because there, kasava shiishmalai, there I think he will listen to me. So there is shliach l'dvar aveira by a woman. Masha ein kein loit Rabbi Kiva Eger svara. Kunt Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Torah said there's no shlichus, so there is no shlichus for an aveira. So comes out a tremendous nafkamina. One nafkamina is by a woman. There's a second nafkamina, which the Sma certainly says. And that is a case I mentioned yesterday where the shliach doesn't know it's an aveira. If the shliach does not know it's an aveira, then according to the Sma, if the shliach doesn't know it's an aveira, so divir av divir tamad divir mishayman. If the shliach doesn't know it's an aveira, I send him to do something, so then vaita, there's yesh shlichus l'dvar aveira. If the shliach is a shaygeg, because there's no divrei harav, divrei talmid, I know he's going to listen to me. He doesn't know it's an aveir. So if the shliach is a shaygeg, vayter, there'll be yesh shliach advar aveir. A third nafkamina. If the mishaleach doesn't know it's an aveir, the one who's sending, let's say the mishaleach doesn't know it's an aveir, he thinks you're allowed to do it. And he sends someone to do an aveira for him. So weiter, if the mishaleach doesn't know it's an aveira, even if the shliach does, the mishaleach has a gemiras das. So if the shliach does it, or if the shliach doesn't do it, it's pasha. But if the shliach does it, then weiter, it'll be yesh shliach in the aveira.
Who's
going to
get the aveira?
The mishaleach. Is he going to get the aveira? Mishaleach. It's his aveira. And whatever he sent him to do, he is done. Comes out, the difference, it's not a small difference. I would guess that over 50% of the shaylos that have to do with shliach l'dvar aveira that could come up with halacha will be a toli machlek sur b'kiveg and the sma. Because by mummer, it'll always be, and how do you get someone to do an aveira for you? Either he's a mummer or he's a shaygeg. Most of the cases are going to come out to be toli in this shlechleikis, tiru kiveg and the sma. Because Lamaisa, the Shail of Yeshlech and Varavera comes up when he does it. So if he did it, he did a mummer, he's a shaygeg usually. So it's a tremendous machlaikis. How do we paskin? Sma says we paskin one way, Rikivega says we paskin the other way. I don't know. Rikivega brings a raya to his shita. Rikivega is here, the first piece on Yeramid Beis. But he alludes back to Taisis and Avches by Shutfim Shagonvu. That Taisa said by Shutzim Shaganvu that if somebody is Haitzi Ladaite Ladas Chaveiro, I'm sorry, Taisa held that if two Shutfim steal that they carry it out together, that's a case of Einschliach Ladvar Avera. Shutfim Shaganvu, two Shutfim, two Yidden go and they steal together. So they're carrying out whatever it is, a piece of furniture, and they're stealing it together. So Taisa said that's a case of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. According to the Sma, what should be? According to the Sma, Reshutfim Shaganvu, what should be? According to the Sma, what Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? I know he's going to steal it. We connive together, we're going to go and steal something together. We go in. We pick it up together. So the Gemara is talking that you need that migud zachal nashi zachal chavrei, that each person is a shliach to the other. He's picking up for me, I'm picking up for him, we're carrying it out. So what ein shliach l'dvar aveira is there? Ein shliach l'dvar aveira, according to the Sma, that I think he won't listen to me. If I went with him, right, and we broke into a building together, and we're stealing something together, I obviously think he's going to listen to me to steal it, because we're stealing it together. That's the whole plan. So what's Kesav Shalai Yishma
Lai? You learn that the
two will do it, neither doing the Maisa. So it's not a fair. Each one's doing the Maisa for the
other
one, plus for him. We have two ways to learn. We said that it's a way to learn it. Two will do it together, then neither's
doing a Maisa. So it's not a fair. You mean the Alamdanim,
and they're thinking, we'll do it in a way that it won't count as an Avera. The Pashpashat there is when two people steal, just like when two people are Kaina. The stam das is each one is picking up for both of them. When two people want to buy something together, like in Eva, the stam das is they want to steal together. I understand, but the Gemara there is going is naming on that when they the kavana want to do it together, each one is being zeicha for him and for a skaver, right? When they want to do it together, and not by Ishtayim as a batal, so each one wants the whole thing. So Kidega says, we see, not like the Sma, we see that it's a rule that Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira, that Bechlau, there's no Shliach Hadvar Aveira. So this is a Machlaikis, Rabbi Kidega and the Sma, here, which he brings here in Asogya. In Pshat, in Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira. The Stipler points out, the Stipler is not deciding if you should pass on Rabbi Kivayger or the Sma. But the Stipler points out that from this Sma, it's klar, not like the Shita of this Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz. If you look in the Stipler, he calls him the Rime Hamburg. I guess that's the city he came from. But he says it's klar, not like Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz. Why? Because what was this Rabbi Yitzchak's shita? He said, "Ein shliach l'dvar aveira is that the einish doesn't go back to the one who sent him. If I send someone to buy something for me on Shabbos, the einish doesn't go back on me. But the chalois of the get or the chalois of the kinyan does go back to me." That was the shita of this Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz. That if I send someone to do an aveira, and it's a case of ein shliach l'dvar aveira, so the einish does not go to the mishaleach, but the chalais hakinyan does go back to the mishaleach. According to the Sma, that kasava shalai yishmalai, that by ein shliach l'dvar aveira, there's no gemiras das. I don't really believe he's going to listen to me. I'm telling him to buy something for me on Shabbos. I don't really believe he's going to listen to me. So then just like the Einish doesn't go on the Mishalayach, the Chalais also. Because there's no Gemira's Das. So it's clear that according to Shita Sasma, this whole Machlaik is Nebi Yehuda, and then Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz wouldn't be a Shiloh. It's Zichah be like the Nebi. So we have right away one major Shita, which is not like Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz. Because like the Sma, there's no Gemira's Das on the Shlichus. And just like the Aveir is not Chal, the same thing, the chalois is not chal. So, al kaponim, this is first machlokes in shlichus, machlokes Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Sma in Taich in shliach l'dvar aveira, devei Rav, devei Atam, devei Mishaymin. The emes is it's a machlokes Taisusin. There's a Taisus in Kedusha and Klor like the Sma. There are other Taisusin that are Klor like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So it comes out that for starters we have two mahalchim in. Two mahalchim in the inyan of divrei atam divrei mishaymin and shliach l'dvar aveira. That's machlokes number one. The machlokes to Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Sma. The second machlokes in shliach l'dvar aveira in our sugya. This is also Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's a separate piece. It starts Hinei Bama. It's a few paragraphs long. Rabbi Akiva Eiger argues in a second nidain from our sugya. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's nidain there is the following shaila. Reuven was married to someone and was Megarisha. And they went, they married other people. Then, the woman became an almana from her second marriage. I guess the man also, whatever the second marriage, however it ended. And this man wanted to take back his first wife. And that's an isser. There's an isser in the Torah, Marza Grushasa. If someone gives a woman a get, and she marries someone else, Mazik Rushase Mishanissus. A man gives a woman a get, he can remarry her if he does so before she marries someone else. But it seems the Torah didn't want people trying things out. Like you're married, you see, it could be better, so you figure, let's have a get, see if it's better somewhere else. If it's not better, we'll come back. Right? So the Torah didn't want people experimenting. The Torah asked Mazik Rushase Mishanissus. If you give a get and she remarries, you can't take her back anymore. There's no such thing. It's an isalav. Mazig Rushase Mishanissus. Maisa Shahaya, a man gave his wife a divorce. She married someone else. She became an almana. And he made a shliach to take her back. He made a shliach to go and be Mekadesh her a second time. Mekiva Eiger, in the potest of the tshuva, which is Nagea to our sugya, Akiva Eiger is done according to Ravina in our Gemara. Ravina said, "Ein shliach l'dvar aveira is only hecha the shliach bar chiyuvahu. Only when the shliach is a bar chiyuv. If a kohen sends a Yisrael to be mekadesh a grusha, Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Asugya said, and not Akiva Eiger, Ravina and Asugya said that there's yesh shliach." Right. Our Gemara says that if a kohen makes the Yisrael a shliach to be mekadesh a grusha, it's loy ravina, it's yesh shliach levar aveira, it's chal. Because the shliach himself is a lav bar chiyuva. So the shaila now is the following shaila. Listen carefully. When a man sends a shliach to be marzer grushasai of this man, of Reuven sends Shimon to be marzer grushasai, to be mekadesh this woman, is that called shliach is a bar chiyuva? Or is that called shliach lav bar chiyuva? This shliach, does he have an issa to marry this grusha? No. So he's not being married to his grusha. Is that called shliach bar chiyuva or shliach lav bar chiyuva? How do you understand? Is that shliach bar chiyuva or shliach lav bar chiyuva?
If they would have a
Purusha
that was
Mises,
they would be not allowed.
Is that the way to understand the Bar Chiyuva? You hear, this is the Nakuda of the Shaila. When you have such a situation, what's the situation? A man, Reuven, is not allowed to marry this woman. Why is he not allowed to marry this woman? Because he once married her and he gave her a get. When he makes a shliach, how do you understand? Is that shliach called Bar Chiyuva? Because the Torah of Issa Mazal Grishasa applies to this person. Just the Metzias is not there. What do we say? He's not a Bar Chiyuva. Because Lamaisa, he was never Megarisha, a woman. So Lamaisa, Bepayel, there's no Issa Mazal Grishasa on him. So do we call him a Lav Bar Chiyuva Lagabi this Avera? Because Bepayel, it doesn't apply. Or do we call him a Bar Chiyuva? Because theoretically, the Yisra applies to him. Now, in the Svara Sayinian, Rabbi Kivega writes that the Svara to him is that this person, what's the Pashto Svara? Is that a Svara? Huh? Is that a Svara? Really? I would think Mitzad HaSvara is a Bar Chiyuva. This applies to him, no?
No, not for this case. But in this case, each case is on
its own.
See, it's funny. I really have to step back. Now, let's just time out for a second. When you learn the Gemara, I really should step back from speaking out of a farshim and just tell you that when you learn this Gemara, It sort of hits you as a chiddush, no? That if a kohen sends a Yisrael to be mekadesh a grusha, that the Yisrael is called labar shlichus, labar chiyuva. Isn't the Gemara a very big chiddush? Before anything, let's just step back for a minute. When if a kohen sends a Yisrael to be mekadesh a grusha, when the Gemara says that the Yisrael is labar chiyuva. Did you understand the Gemara? I want to say it doesn't make sense to you, but in Pashtas Asvara, we have not learned this Gemara. And I would tell you, if a Kayin sends Yisrael to be a Kadisha Grusha for the Kayin, it's a Shaila, the Yisrael is Labar Chiyuva. I would have said, really? The Yisrael is Labar Chiyuva? The Yisrael is also Mitzvah that a Kayin should marry a Grusha. No? In the Yisrael, the whole Torah was given, Tariq Mitzvahs were given to me. I'm not a Kayin. But didn't I get Tariq Mitzvahs? I don't have Tariq Mitzvahs. When I put on tefillin in the morning, I want it to be Mekayim to Tariq Mitzvah Tluyimba. If you're going to start deducting, everything's Naik to a Kayin only, and to a Melech only, and to a Sanhedrin only, and in Eretz Yisrael only, if you're going to start deducting, I should say in the morning, I think the chinuch counts 48 mitzvahs asay that apply to most people in Chutz La'aretz. 48 instead of it's like minus 200, right?
Doesn't the Gemara say many times a chomer by kohanim because manbeila him ben mitzvot?
It's true, but that doesn't answer the question. Kohanim taka more mitzvahs, but like the Torah was given to me too. I'm also not supposed to be a party to a Kayin marrying a Grusha. I mean, Pashtus. Just, I happen not to be a Kayin.
What does it say? He would do the Maisa, he wouldn't be higher. So that's considered.
So that's a Chiddush. So when our Gemara was saying, I don't mean to shlug up the Gemara, I'm saying the Gemara is a big Chiddush. That since if I would do this Maisa, what do you mean if I would do? If I would marry a Grusha, I'm not a Bar Chiyuva. So therefore, that's Ravina says, you say Yesh Lechad Varavei. But Dai Lecha B'chidushai. It's enough, the tremendous Chiddush in the Gemara, that since I'm a Yisrael, this Lav was not said to me personally. It's said to, I'm part of Klal Yisrael, I guess, and Klal Yisrael is Mufim and Tayang Mitzvahs. But it wasn't said to me personally. So Yesh Lechad Varavei. Now, we're talking about going a step further. In Aveira, that is mitzvah to me. It is mitzvah to me. Just, I'm not in the hechetimtza of it. I'm not allowed to be mazik rishasa. Just, I was a megarish woman, so to me it doesn't apply. To say there that yesh liach and var Aveira, because I'm a labar chiyuva, isn't that a tremendous chiddush? No? You're saying it? Huh? Isn't that a tremendous chiddush? What would you say? Let's say I'm in Chutz La'aretz, and I tell a Yid in Eretz Yisrael he should be Mechal Shabbos the first 6 hours of Shabbos. I make him a shliach Mechal Shabbos. Those 6 hours, for me, it's not Shabbos yet. So you can say, Yesh Lech Dvar Aveira, I'm a Labar Chiyuva. because I'm not in Eretz Yisrael. That's ridiculous, no? What do you say? It's ridiculous. If I'd be in Eretz Yisrael, I have to keep Shabbos. Now I'm a Chutz Laaretz, so I keep my Shabbos. He keeps his Shabbos, right? So by Mazik Rushasai, in Svara, in Pashat Svara, what are you going to say? Mazik Rushasai, since I wasn't Megarish a woman, I'm not Metam Allah Bar Chiyuva.
It's not a ma'isa to someone. You have to be doing
the ma'isa
to someone else.
I'm being mekadesh a grusha for someone else.
Right.
So and you I'm said in Svara, I'm a la bar chiyuva.
Yeah.
Same with
Israel,
right?
who marries, who gets
you see, Israel, I could understand, because Israel, it's not a mitzias that he's not missing the circumstances. There's not mechuyev in marrying a grusha. Yisrael will never, ever, ever have this lav.
And this person will never have this lav, this lady.
Will never have the lav of this lady. So the person who's a chutz laretz will never have a lav of not doing malacha at this minute. No? If I'm a chutz laretz, 4 o'clock in the Friday afternoon, I'll never, ever be mitzvah and Shabbos at this minute, at this hour. So if I make a shliach in Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for me, I'm called labar chiyuva. What? I want him to buy something for me, buy a piece of karka. I want him to write a sefer Torah for me.
So he's a bar chiyuva.
So therefore, I mean, it's a backwards case. I have to have a case for the shliach as labar chiyuva.
Right.
Then
I'm not looking at malacha anyways.
So it'll be the other way.
It'll work anyways because for me it's mutter, and I'm not a bar chiyuva because there is no bar because I'll feed it.
So it's a bad example. I'm sorry. Let's come up with a better example. Right. It's Svara, you understand the Svara? Yeah, you really understand. Okay, I have nothing against you, you understand the Svara. Kivay got something against you.
What's the Pshat of Inshil Bar there? Where is it? We have the Gemara says the Tachmina of Bar Chiyuva. What is it making Chilik? The whole point of Inshil Bar there is Dibra Rab Dibra Talmud. But if you're not a Bar Chiyuva, so there's no Dibra Rab Dibra Talmud. So here, you're going to go and ask somebody to do something that they're not doing that better. So what's the difference about the bread?
That's circular reasoning. If so, if someone tells me to be chal Shabbos for him, so we should say yesh liach dvar avera. Because if yesh liach dvar avera, I don't get the avera, he gets the avera. So let's say yesh liach dvar avera. What do I care? He'll get the avera, not me.
But that's not the svar. The
comment is that if by me it's an avera, Then I shouldn't be doing it.
The act is an avera that I'm not supposed to be doing it. So however you don't want the smart rookie baker, but my whatever the case is, we say there's no shlichus. Either because you never assumed I was going to do the shlichus, or because the Torah says there's no shlichus. However, if I'm not a bar chiyuv, I have no avera here, so you can be government docs. I'm allowed to do this. Or the Torah.
Let me give you a second example, maybe, Shimshi, if you like this example better. Okay, I'll give you an example. You tell me how it applies. Let's say you borrowed money from someone beribis. You went to a yid. Ruvei went to Shimon. He said, I know there's an aveira of ribis, but I need the money. I'm borrowing money from you. I'll pay you 10%. Okay? Now, Ruvei tells a shliach, here, take the money and be my shliach to pay the ribis to Shimon. All right? Let's say he borrowed $10,000, so he paid him back to Karen. Now he owes him $1,000 ribis. So Reuven tells a shliach, go pay, take my $1,000 and bring it to Shimon for me. Is that ein shliach dvar avera? Or should we say, the shliach, he's not a bar chiyuva, he never borrowed money from Shimon. He's allowed to give Shimon money. So he's a lot bar chiyuva on this ribis, because he's in between. He's paying. But he's a lot bar chiyuva because he's allowed to give Shimon whatever he wants. He's not a lot. Is that a good example?
That's money.
Is a good example.
Money.
But he's a shlich in the maisa, and the maisa I'm paying. The question is, was he over? So, the shlichus, there is no shlichus. Was Reuven over in Aveira when he sent the shlich to give it to Shimon? I the shlich is a lot bar chiyuva. So yesh shliach dvar avera in such a case because he's la bar chiyuva. What do you say? Does that make sense to you? If it makes sense, you could say so. Does it make sense to you to call him a la bar chiyuva, the middleman? Huh? Let me say the case clearly. Reuven owes $1,000 ribbis to Shimon. So Reuven takes his $1,000, gives it to Shliach, and tells the Shliach, give it to Shimon. So is there a svara to say, well, Pashup Shat, it's a Shliach, he sent him to be a Shliach, so he's Ivan Yisra ribbis. Or you could say, a Shliach Lidvar Avera. So the money wasn't paid.
The money, that's the ribbis.
Yeah.
So okay, who gives it? It's four ribbis.
Yeah, but it had to be, somebody had to... had to be machneh to Shimon. Somebody had to be machneh to Shimon.
Anyone machneh is probably machneh over ribbis. It's not the person that's giving ribbis, it's the money that's ribbis.
Yeah, but it has to be haknah. Somebody has to be machneh to Shimon in order for it to be, in order for the aver to be aver.
So who would be aver?
So this depends on how we understand. Do we look at this as ein shliach dvar aver, and there was no issur ribbis, or do we look at it as 1 minute? The middleman is a shliach dvar avera, but he's a lot bar chiyuva. He's not mechuyev in not giving Shimon money. So then we would say yes, shliach dvar avera by a lot bar chiyuva.
If he knew
that it was ribbis money, how would he give it? That's a good question. So it means he was a party to a dvar avera. Because you say Eshlech Dvar Aveira in this case. All right. So what Shimshi Wataina is, no, there is shlichus, because in this case the middleman, he's a lav bar chiyuva. He's like Yisrael being mekadosh grusha. He's not a bar chiyuva. He's not limited on giving money to Shimon. He can give whatever he wants to Shimon. That's what you would say, right? This second example, by the way, is in the Rebbe Kiveger. I tried to trap him. To say this example, tell me it's not a good example. Rebbe Kiveger brings this as a second example. He's La Bar Chiyuva. The middleman is not Mitzvah. He's Mitzvah in Ribbis. It just happens to be this is not his Malva.
By the case of, I think Israel married and given the condition to ribbis, there's no problem with Israel giving it, so Israel did.
And over here, is there a problem with Israel giving the ribbis?
Yeah, you can't give the ribbis.
But he's saying he could give the ribbis. Because he's not mitzvah in ribbis to this man. This man never lent him money. And to me, it's a tremendous chiddush to say that I'm a lab bar chiyuv in ribbis because I didn't borrow from him. That's why I'm a labar chiyuva. I'm a tzuvah ribbis. Just I happen not to be alive in this case. That's why I'm a shliach.
He has to be in the same situation as the shliach. Shliach has to be in the same
same situation. So there'll be very few cases of shliach dvar aveira. What we're doing is whittling down all the cases of shliach dvar aveira very much. Like we thought it's a klal and shas. First of all, let me tell you, Rabbi Kiva Eger again brings that this it's a machlokes. Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says, the way I would understand, I thought everybody would agree with me, that if the middleman is mitzvah in this mitzvah, he's called a bar chiyuva. That in the two examples we mentioned, in the first example by Mazig Rushasai, I would consider the middleman is a bar chiyuva. He's mechuyev in the mitzvah of not to be Mazig Rushasai. That his lady is not his grusha. That's why the shlichus is here. But Rabbi Kiva Eger names on that you are a bar chiyuva if you're mitzvah in this mitzvah. You're mitzvah in this ribbis, you're a bar chiyuva for any ribbis case. You're mitzvah in mazig rishasai, you're bar chiyuva for any mazig rishasai. Our gemara is dafka, a kohen sending Yisrael, because Yisrael is not mitzvah in the mitzvah. But any case where the shliach is shayach to the mitzvah, he's called a bar chiyuva. Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that way, al pi svar. Ella, that the Mishnah Lamelech he brings, he says, "Have I cared?" He says the Mishnah Lamelech disagrees with me. Mishnah Lamelech holds that in this case, it's also not considered a case of ein shliach dvar aveira, because the middleman is not mitzvah in the issur ribbis to this malva. The middleman is not mitzvah in mazig rishasei to this lady. And therefore, according to Ravina, in all these cases where the middleman, Lagabi, this person is not an Aveira for him, will say, Yesh Shliach Levar Aveira. Comes out, what we just did, is we vaita limited ein shliach dvar avera. If you learn kedushin parag beis, and you just learn the Gemara, it comes out it's a rule ein shliach dvar avera, and it seems to most bnei Torah, most talmidei chachamim, it's a rule ein shliach dvar avera. It's pretty much across the board, except for the few exceptions. Comes out if you take the sma, which we spoke at first, the sma limits ein shliach dvar avera. It does not apply to mumer. It does not apply to shaygeg. One thing which Rabbi Kivaga disagrees with. Now you have a second thing. This Mishnah Melech holds, at least according to Ravina, which is a tzirif lahalacha, we don't really pass them straight like Ravina, but at least according to Ravina, you hear? Ein shliach dvar avera is limited to the case where for me it's also an avera. Otherwise, there's no shlichus. Otherwise, there's no shlichus. Dava pella. What?
I have kasha myself.
We're good?
By the case that Rabbi said yesterday in Shir with the Yehuda get Bakar homes, that fall under the category also that they're not doing an Avera by forcing them to get.
The whole Nadi Behuda is Tumul. The whole Tumul of Nadi Behuda, which is where a man gave his wife a get Bakar through a Shliach. So in that case, the Shliach is La Bar Chiyuva. He's not commanded not to hand a get to this woman. You can hand get to this woman a whole day and a whole night. There's nothing, right? So it could be that the Nebi Yehuda's homachloikis was taka according to Rav Sama, who doesn't hold of la b'chiyuv. He holds it by yavid, by lo yavid. So it's not such a kasha. But could be this machloikis is according to Ravina. According to Ravina. What? According to Mishlo Melech, he holds this person is not mitzvah, and therefore yesh leich advar avera, and therefore the shlichus is chal, and the avera of ribas happened. What? That's all according to Ravina. That's how much less. We use Ravina as a tziruf sometimes, but we don't pass them straight. The Rabbi Kiva Eger brings that. He brings a Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua that says like the Mishnah Melech. Very interesting shaila in the Pnei Yeshua. It's based on a Rashba. The shaila is a shaila which can come up for people. Ruvain made early Shabbos, and he wants to tell Shimon to do malacha for him. B'tar shlichus. He wants to tell Shimon to buy something for him, whatever the case may be. Are you allowed to tell somebody if you make early Shabbos, you're allowed to tell someone to do malacha for you? Huh? Made early Shabbos, you're walking home from shul, your neighbor's just going to shul. They say, you know what? Turn on my air conditioner for me. Are you allowed to do it? Shlichus. So first of all, the halacha is you're allowed. For different reasons that we're going to discuss. And Shabura says, Svara, why you're allowed to, which has nothing to do with this Jewish Pnei Yeshua. But Pnei Yeshua brings a Rashba, says, you know why you're allowed to tell him? You know why? Because ain't shliach l'dvar avera. So there's no shlichus. For you it's Shabbos. You're telling another yid, be mechal Shabbos for me. Ain't shliach l'dvar avera. So since ain't shliach l'dvar avera, no problem. He could turn on the... What? Why not? There's no shlichus. I'm telling him, turn it on for me. But the for me doesn't count because ain't shleich advar avera. So it comes out, he's allowed to do it. He wasn't a Kabbal Shabbos, right? He's allowed to turn it on. The only problem is I'm making my shliach to turn it on, or I'm making my shliach to buy something for me. Ain't shleich advar avera. Shleich is not chal. So, yeah. So whatever he does is not nesiachas to me. Whatever he did, he did. And there's no problem. After Shabbos will straighten out if it has to do with kinyanim. Now, the psak is easy psak to say over. It's you make early Shabbos, you can tell someone to do malacha, ain't shlech dvar avera, there's nothing wrong. Tell him to do malacha for you. Now think for a minute. Think for a minute. In this case, is the shliach a bar chiyuva? Well, let's just think. If he says ain't shlech dvar avera, it means we're considering the shliach that he is a bar chiyuva. That he is a bar chiyuva. Right? When we say Shlichus Bar Aveira, that means we're saying he is a Bar Chiyuva. So if he is a Bar Chiyuva, it's kind of complicated. If he is a Bar Chiyuva, so then we say Shlichus Bar Aveira. So what do we see? We see like Rabbi Akiva Hegel, like the Mishnah Melech. The Shlech is a Bar Chiyuva. We see like Rabbi Akiva Hegel from the Rashba. Right? You following? Again, we say ein shliach dvar aveira if the shliach is a bar chiyuva, at least according to Ravina, we're going. So if I tell someone to be mechal Shabbos for me, the Rashba says that it's because of because he's a bar chiyuva. It's because ein shliach dvar aveira. Yeshlech dvar aveira means that he is a bar chiyuva, right? That's the Taichi Yeshlech Dvar Aveir. The Shlech is Bar Chiyuva. How is he a Bar Chiyuva? Well, he didn't make early Shabbos. How is he a Bar Chiyuva? He didn't make an early Shabbos. According to Rabbi Akiva Hegel, it's Pashit. He's Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah. He's Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah of Shabbos. So Memele is a Bar Chiyuva. He doesn't have to be in these circumstances. It's enough that he's Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah.
Later.
No? Later, but remember, that's Rabbi Akiva Hegel. Rabbi Akiva Hegel holds that by ribbis, even though I didn't borrow from him, I'm still a bar chiyuva because I'm a tzuvah in the concept of ribbis. Right?
Yeah, what's the
chiyuva
of Mishalayach in general?
Mishalayach
himself, yes, Mishalayach. The Shliach,
not the
Mishalayach.
Shliach didn't have to be Mishalayach, but once he's Mishalayach, he can do Malach.
So what's the Aveira the Shliach is doing? What's the Aveira the Shliach is doing?
The Aveira...
didn't have to do it, so the Shliach doesn't...
Well, it's the same example as Masik Rushasai. The Shliach himself has no aver to marry this woman. But he's doing it b'shlichus, that's what makes it an aver. Same here. The Shliach himself wasn't a Kabbal Shabbos. But if he does it b'shlichus, it's an aver. So, listen carefully. From the Rashba, it sounds like Rabbi Akiva Hegel. Because the Rashba says, you do say en Shliach edvar avera. Remember, for both machlokes that we're discussing today, Rabbi Akiva Hegel is the one who says he say ein shliach dvar aveira in more cases, and the chelkim limited. According to Rabbi Akiva Hegel, it's pashit ein shliach dvar aveira. If I've made early Shabbos, he didn't. So ein shliach dvar aveira because he's also a bar chiyuva. So it's a very geschmack. The Pnei Yeshua and the Tshuva was asked this shaila: when I make an early Shabbos, how come I'm allowed to send somebody? The person I send is la bar chiyuva. We should say Yesh Leichet Var Aveira. The person I'm sending is a La Bar Chiyuva. And he said, no. He said different than Rabbi Akiva Hegel. Rabbi Akiva Hegel would say, the middleman is a Bar Chiyuva. That's what Rabbi Akiva Hegel would say. The middleman is a Bar Chiyuva. So Yeshua said no. He said, you know why he's a Bar Chiyuva? Because he has the option of making of being Mekabel Shabbos this minute. See, he's a Bar Chiyuva on making early Shabbos. Because he himself could make an early Shabbos. And if he makes an early Shabbos right now, he'll be Mechayiv. That's why he's called the Bar Chiyuva. Because he has the option of making early Shabbos. He can make Shabbos in an instant. He could say, I'm a Mekabel Shabbos, and bang, it's Shabbos. What? But since he could be Mekabel Shabbos in the instant, that makes him a Bar Chiyuva, like the nation. You can ask that the Pnei Yeshua Svara, but you see the Pnei Yeshua doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva Hegel. Basically, what's happening in all three cases that we're discussing, in all three cases, if you have to make it a little less complicated, in all the cases that we're talking about, we have here three cases where the same thing is happening. We have three people. Right? You have three people. You have a Malva, Shliach, and a Loiva. Right? The Malva is sending a Shliach to pay ribbis to a Loiva. Okay, that's one case. You have, in the case of Mazag Rushasai, you have the one who wants to be Mekadish, the Shliach, and the Grusha. Or in the third case, you have a Mekabel Shabbos. All these three cases are in the Rabbi Akiva Hegel. And the Shliach was not Mekabel Shabbos. And then the Malacha. In all these three cases, the shliach, the question is the shliach a bar chiyuva on this step? On this step, on this step. Is the shliach a bar chiyuva on giving money to this laiva? To this laiva, no. Not to give. He can give this, I'm sorry, this malva, right? Ribbis is from the laiva to the malva. Right? The shliach is giving money to the malva. He's giving him the ribbis. In each of these three cases, it depends, do you look at this case or at the whole mitzvah? Is the shliach allowed to give money to this malva? He's allowed to give money. He personally is allowed to give money to the malva. He didn't borrow money from him. Is he mechuyev in the avera of ribbis? Yes. But in this case, he's missing the echetimtzim. Well, here. Could this shliach marry this grusha? Yes. He never married her before. The shliach never married the grusha. So if you look at this case, he could. If you look at the whole mitzvah, the mitzvah, mazik rishasai, that is mechuyev in. He's mitzvah the mazik rishasai. Here also. Is the shliach allowed to do the malacha? Yeah, he can do malacha. He wasn't a kavashah. Is the shliach mitzvah the avera of Chilul Shabbos? Yeah, he's mitzvah the avera of Chilul Shabbos. So in the big picture of it, he's a bar chiyuva. In all three cases, the shaila is, in this case, is he a bar chiyuva? And that is the machlokes of Rabbi Kiveger against the Mishnah Melech, the way he understands the Pnei Yeshua. Although the Rabbi Kiveger holds the Rashi was like him, that the question is, do we say ein shliach dvar avera? Rabbi Kiveger holds a very broad taich of ein shliach dvar avera. He says, if you're shayach to the avera, then that's a case of ein shliach dvar avera. Dai lecha the chiddush of the Gemara. Gemara's case is a kohen sends a Yisrael to marry a grusha. That's the Gemara's case. The Yisrael is not mitzvah in this mitzvah of marrying a grusha. In this chait of marrying a grusha. But any of these other cases, all these three cases, where the shliach is shayach to the big picture of this avera, just not to this hechatimtza, Rabbi Kiveger says the rule of ein shliach dvar avera does apply. He is a bar chiyuva, and ein shliach dvar avera applies. And the Mishnah Melech clearly argues, but Yeshua seems to argue as well, on the aside. So what comes out is we have a major machloikis in how vait ein shliach l'dvar avera goes. Now, I told you two cases, which are chidushim. The sma, which is a chidush atzum, that by the sma is the biggest chidush, because the sma is a poisik toki lahalacha, and the sma says that in major cases, there's yesh shliach l'dvar avera. The second machloikis is not as much, because it's going like Ravina, who's not the ikur lahalacha. Most Rishonim don't pass like Ravina. It's a question of a tziruf. But vaita, it's a machlokes, how vait ein shliach dvar avera, how vait the din of ein shliach dvar avera applies. There's a third chiddush, which is probably the biggest chiddush of all. And if you turn to the Luki Yosef in the back, I'll show it to you. We didn't get to the stipler, I'm sorry. If you look in the Luki Yosef, it's a line in the Luki Yosef. In the pages of the Rif, it's Daf Hey Amid Beis. And if you don't look at it inside, you'll think, if I just say this to you, you'll think you misunderstood me. I'll tell you what the Luki Yosef says. It's... If it's not that it's here, it'll... it's the last line and a half on the sugya, which is in the wide lines, Amar HaMechaber, the third wide line near the end of the line. Let me just tell you what he says, and you'll see it inside. You all know, could a katan be a shliach? No, you all know, a shliach is a katan, right? For an avera, could anybody be a shliach? You all know, a shliach advar avera. If I take a katan, who's so young that he doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. I take a little boy who listens to whatever I tell, a four-year-old. Four-year-olds listen in some families. A three-year-old. Somebody has to be able to do things, but he listens. You tell him to do something, he listens to you. You take a little boy who listens to you, and you tell him to do an avera for you. You think it makes any sense to say, yesh leich dvar avera? Of course not. He's labar chiyuva. He's not a yiboy yavid, yiboy lo yavid. I mean, where, what, when? He's a cotton. Zaktin Muki Yosef, Omar Mechaba, Nira. Read the words. Omar Mechaba, Venira. If I would write this, it would be, it wouldn't even be shameless. He could throw in the garbage. But Muki Yosef writes, Venira, the cotton shein lo yad klal. A cotton who's so young. Shein mafchin bein tzror le'egayis. He doesn't know things that are chashiv, things that are not chashiv. He can't tell there's a rock and a nut. He's a small child. Havi kechatzer. He's just like a chatzer. L'chayiv shaylchay. To be mechayiv, the one who sends him. Do'y le'shayach le'meymer bei iboy le'yavit. He has no choice. He's at the age of a child where if you send him to do something, he's zichah going to do it. See, hear this chiddush? If someone takes what? He's just saying, if you take a two-year-old or a three-year-old and you tell him, turn on the light on Shabbos. A two-year-old. He's like, yeah, lachinuch. Maybe could argue it's mutlach atchila. Muki Yosef says, yesh liach dvar aveira. It's an isidai reis on the parent. On the man who's sending him. You hear the words? Nira de kol shenei akakal keshgan shei mafim mitzroi le'egais. Have a kechatzer l'chayiv shalchai. Yeah, another exception to Yishliach Dvar Aveira, but this one doesn't seem to make sense to us. It needs a Hesber. If you send a cotton, that's the Shver in the Book of Yosef, right? Shver in the Book of Yosef. Let me just point out Tosfos to you. Tosfos Ha'isha Ve'eved, Isha Ve'eved. Isha ve'eved b'nei chiyuv aninu v'im taimar. What's the case's kasha? Hatanan b'perek ha'kainis. Now listen to this case. Hashelayach has ha'be'era b'yadchei reshaita v'katan potter. What's the case? You take a fire, take a torch, you send the chei reshaita v'katan. Tosis is learning, you send him to burn down someone's field. So you potter. Amai, halab b'nei chiyuv aninu. The cotton's not a b'nei chiyuv. If he's not b'nei chiyuv, we should say yesh liach dvar aveira. So if you send a cotton to burn down someone's field, you should be chayiv. So Tais says a pashto teretz. Yesh leimer hasam mishum delab b'nei shlichus ninu. A cotton is not a bar shlichus. We know cotton is no shlichus. The Ritva says, on Tais's kasha, the Ritva says, it depends. If the Gemara in Bava Kama means you take a torch, you give it to a cotton, you tell the cotton, do me a favor, bring the torch to my friend's house across the field and give it to my friend. You don't tell him to burn down the field. Tell him, bring it. Then you're potter. You give it to a cotton, he brings it there, you're potter. If you burnt the field on the way, you're potter. But it's up to Ritva. If you tell the cotton, burn down the field, in Achinami, this yeshlichus l'cotton. This yeshlichus, because the cotton labar chiyuvu, yeshlich dvar aveira. And if you send the cotton to burn down the field, yeshlich dvar aveira, and yechayiv. Ayin bava kamet says yepater. It means that you didn't send him to burn a field. Shaleach be'eri, you sent him as a shliach. So the Nesivis says that this Ritva is the same as the Muki Yosef. Ritva and Muki Yosef, the same Shita. That there is Shliach Advar Avera for a small cotton. Who's Zichah going to listen to you? Mind-boggling. I guarantee you, if you go to someone who's learning Kiddushin, the Sugi of Shliach Advar Avera, right, the Sma, he'll know because he learned Tosis there. But if you try to tell him, this Muki Yosef, or this Rabbi Kiveg, B'Shein Mishnah Melech, they think you're off the wall. Even the Sma, where enough of that there's that big Tosis there, a tremendous chiddush in Shlichut Dvar Aveira from Gemara. We have here now, and we didn't explain the Muki Yosef, still needs explanation. But we have these three tremendous kiddushin limitations on Eish Lech Dvar Aver. The question is, where do we go from here? These are all important ideas. First of all, on regarding the Mukhi Yosef and the Ritva, there is a Yesodistik Amachne Ephraim, Niske Mamin Ayzayim, which anyway is Yesodistik that we should know. He certainly is explaining the Ritva well. In the very last line, he says that's Kavanas and the Mukhi Yosef, which we have to see. There's also a Nesivis in Kuf Pei Beis Aleph that explains both the Ritva and the Mukhi Yosef. So we're going to try to spend a little time on that tomorrow. We still have the Stipler to do. We still have the topic of Lifnei Evil Aseitei Michshol. And we're going to get to the next Mishnah by Thursday. Thursday, Sunday, we'll have Chazar. So be ready tomorrow. You have to have the sugya on your fingertips tomorrow. And hopefully cover.